Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. The end is near for The Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. The Golden Globes television hiatus is over and will return to NBC. Ted Lasso is about to return, but not in the way you think. Kanye West, or Ye as he goes by now, apologized to Kim Kardashian and talked about his future. There was upheaval in the sports world, plus an update in a scandal that has raised questions about the role played by Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre. Let's listen to updates from the Associated Press.
I'm Mike Rossi, reporting The Phantom of the Opera is scheduled to close on Broadway next year. In all your fantasies. It has been a fixture on Broadway since 1988, but The Phantom of the Opera, Broadway's longest-running show, is drawing to a close. Phantom is scheduled to close in February 2023, the latest and biggest victim so far of the post-pandemic drop in theater attendance in New York. A spokesperson told the Associated Press Friday the final performance of Phantom will be February 18th. That will conclude a run of 13,925 performances. The closing of Phantom will promote Chicago, which started in 1996, to Broadway's longest-running active show. I'm Mike Gracia.
Jimmy Kimmel has signed a 3-year contract extension to stay on his ABC talk show. It's not clear if Ricky Gervais will be asked to host again.
For any of you who don't know, the Golden Globes are just like the Oscars, but without all that esteem.
NBC is going to air the Golden Globe Awards again in January. The AP's Margie Zarraletta reports the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is trying to rebuild its reputation.
A good chunk of Hollywood has boycotted the Golden Globes for the past year and a half after the Los Angeles Times reported the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's 87 members included no black members. Last year's ceremony was held off the air and without nominees present. NBC says the Golden Globes will be back on TV on January 10th. The HFPA says its voting body is now 10% black, 10% Middle Eastern, 12% Asian, and 19% Latino. The HFPA also enacted reforms to curtail unethical behavior. Nominations will be announced December 12th. I'm Archie Zarraletta.
There is a new format to watch Ted Lasso. The series starring Jason Sudeikis about an American football coach coaching British football, soccer, has won a lot of awards.
The show is about family. The show is about mentors and teachers. The show is about teammates.
Now Ted Lasso and his fictional AFC Richmond team are included in the new FIFA 23 video game.
He's someone you just can't help but root for.
He's a great manager and an even better man. And if you tell him I said that, I will brain you.
All the fictional players on the show, including Roy Kent and Sam Obasanya, are featured.
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
Ooh, did I sound like the guy?
Yeah, you sounded like the guy, Ted.
FIFA 23, which also includes real soccer clubs, is available next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Musician Kanye West, or Ye as he goes by now, is apologizing to his ex-wife Kim Kardashian for the difficulties he caused in their relationship. I'm Margie Zarraletta with the latest. Ye tells ABC News' Good Morning America he realizes the stress he's put on Kim Kardashian since she filed for divorce in February 2021. Ye says neither he nor anyone else should be stressing her out.
I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Ye says he absolutely wants their 4 children to attend Donda Academy, the private school he founded in Simi Valley, California, that currently has 82 students. He also says he absolutely will run for president again.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
In the NBA, the Boston Celtics have suspended coach Ime Udoka for the 2022-23 season for violations of team policies. According to multiple people with knowledge of the situation, Udoka was sanctioned because of an improper relationship with another member of the organization. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
After being suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver says he plans to sell the team. The Kansas City Royals have fired longtime general manager Dayton Moore. The team won the World Series in 2015, but the Royals have struggled in recent years. A former director of Mississippi's welfare agency, John Davis, pleaded guilty to federal and state charges in a conspiracy to misspend tens of millions of dollars that were intended to help needy families in one of the poorest states in the country. The scandal has also raised questions about retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre and former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant. Some of the money went to a volleyball arena at the university where Favre's daughter played the sport. Brett Favre also went to the University of Southern Mississippi. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Join the Lee Weather team of Matt Hollander, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky, a podcast about climate and meteorology. Listen on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.